campground. Oh, campground.
Camping World.
Camping
of
World.
North
it has been a long week. I've North
beats the billboard.
The billboard at my age,
yeah,
and the lifestyle I was leading then was kind of fun. It was kind of fun. Get a little sun, go play a little golf. You do your show and leave. But living out there has been a unique experience because there are several strange type of people that hang around War Memorial parking lot at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. You were out there.
They got my attention. I'll put it that way. But I just want to stop by and say hi to you guys.
Really quick. I know you talked a lot about it today. We're going to talk NBA draft and some World Cup. Which do you want to talk about first? Or what do you want to say anything
NBA,
about first?
NBA
draft. That was the highlight, huh? Were you as excited about the NBA draft as I was? There was a lot of people who
didn't
even
want
to talk
about it. I
didn't
get to see it. I had network TV. That was all I had.
So you followed on Twitter.
I would have liked to have seen what Wiggins wore.
Were you tweeting out about I get your picture of it right here.
If anybody followed me on
Twitter. How about
Twitter.
LeBron tweeting? Basically, you take Shabazz Napier.
Is Vince Carter first ballot
that.
Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I think it's a reach.
I don't think he is.
Yeah.
I think you're what when you put him in the same sentence with Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. Mm-hmm. I just don't think you can do that.
I recently started to put a list together about first NBA players currently playing who are Hall of Famers, and the list gets pretty long when you start to think about what the criteria is. There's a lot of guys in the NBA's Hall of Fame right now that are 6-7-time NBA All-Stars. So you ask about Vince Carter, the guy is.
Oh, he scored a lot of points.
8-time NBA All-Star. All right, I think he's going to get in. I don't know about first. I
let
think
me
he's
ask
gonna
you
get
this.
In, though.
If he wins 2 NBA championships, he's in like that, right?
There's no question. I think he's already in, to be honest with you. That's just me. At the end of the day, here's why. He's been able to play. He's 37. So he's been able to play a long time. So he's going to have the stats. He's going to have the points, rebounds. And, of course, we all know he's one of those guys that sticks into your mind because of what he can do, right? He's an aerial assault type guy. But at the end of the day, I think those 8 NBA All-Stars are going to push him over the edge with how many points he scored.
How many guys don't
But he never made first team All-NBA starter five.
All-NBA second team one time.
Never.
All-NBA third team one time. He was the NBA's rookie of the year.
You guys are from Boston, and you're going to let them water down the Hall of Fame. Like hold up. What's that noise? That's Red Auerbach turning over in his grave. Hey, I'll let y'all get to
hey,
it.
Hey, Tommy, I'm going to play this because this is the beginning of last night and your boy who came out with the number one pick, and I'm looking for it, Matty T, on probably the wrong page. So you know what the interesting
Pat's
part about this?
Pat's getting real good at running this board.
Yeah, except for the fact that it consistently takes me about an hour to get used to it. Sully's been through it before. All right, here's how the NBA draft started last night.
With the first pick in the 2014 NBA draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select Andrew Wiggins from Toronto and the University of Kansas.
You know what stuck out to me when I heard that? I can't remember any other time where Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, or even David Stern,
JK,
says from the city the guy's from and then says where he played his college basketball. I'm thinking they're trying to include maybe too much of this international.
Why is the audience, and I'll ask both of you and I'll get out of here, why is the audience for the NFL draft such a bigger deal than the NBA draft? And my thinking is if these guys played all 4 years, there would be a bigger audience.
Yeah, but you look at Johnny Manziel.
And this year was a little different, I think, with Manziel. They were getting rowdy.
I think this year in the NBA draft, at least there were guys, you know, when you draft these guys from Serbia, I have no idea who they are.
Oh, the whole second round was.
And you look
good point, good point.
And you look at the NBA, now the league is, you know, if you look at San Antonio, it's 40% international.
Right.
Whereas, at least in the NFL draft, it's going to be guys you recognize from certain colleges.
And there's only a few. It seems like the NFL fan base is, most of them all are diehard. But the NBA. You can really just pick out how many cities fan bases that are diehard, and then the rest of the country. Like in Arkansas, a lot of Lakers fans, right?
Right.
Most of them are Lakers fans here.
You think?
I've met more Lakers. It's probably split or 75-25 Lakers Celtics.
You know, and that brings when you think basketball, you think Celtics Lakers.
Yeah.
If you're going to think top of the head, football. I don't know. Baseball, Dodgers, Yankees.
Yeah, I think
Yankees, Red Sox.
Yeah. Cardinals.
Ted Williams never won a World Series. He's in the Hall of Fame, so there goes my argument. Down the drain.
What about St. Louis, the Cardinals?
Yeah, they're a great baseball town. I just want to come by and congratulate Hall of Famers that I was able to come by and say hi to. And the future Hall of Famer, God knows what he's doing in there.
Why is your back turned, Matty T? Hands above the desk.
Yeah. Sorry. Here they are.
All right.
There they are.
It's legal in Denver, not in there.
Oh, sure. Thank you for reminding me.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, Tommy. Good to see you, buddy.
Well, there's a legend right there. They got a roll in the morning. Every time I don't wake up that often, that early, but always great energy in the morning, regardless of what day and what's going on.
That energy is going to my easy chair right now.
Enjoy yourself. All right, Tommy.
That's something you know that's hard to do, to keep a show up, especially when it's, you know, 6
to
10.
Oh, they're good, though. They get such it's a well-oiled machine, almost like the San Antonio Spurs. When one guy doesn't have it, the other guy steps up. So they all kind of got each other's back, and they're ready to perform.
How about this about the draft? What about the four-year players? Doug McDermott goes to the Bulls, and Napier goes to the
Heat.
And I think those guys, if they can prove they're NBA ready, it may help, you know, a guy or two stay a year longer in college ball.
Was that some of the biggest storyline? What were the biggest things that you took from last night's draft?
I think Philadelphia taking a shot on Embiid when you already have Nerlens Noel who has issues.
Sully, that the 76ers in a couple years,
potentially, if these guys
stay
healthy,
they could be either NBA champions or a huge laughingstock of what not to do, because back-to-back years with their first pick, they not only took big guys that had injuries, they took big guys who might not play the following year after the draft. They knew Nerlens Noel with his ACL last year was going to sit out. Embiid, he's got a broken foot. He may be out. They may keep him out the entire next season. It's just totally bizarre. I like what they're doing because...
Well, he's freakish if he's healthy.
He's freakish. Noel is freakish.
Yeah.
Michael Carter-Williams, the point guard they have there, is freakishly long as well. And when they took Elfrid Payton...
Yeah, they had like 7 picks in the first two rounds.
Oh, my God. I just looked at that backcourt. When you have Michael Carter-Williams goes about 6'6", and he can touch literally both sidelines when he's standing in the middle of the court. And then Payton's the same kind of guy, so... But they trade now. Philadelphia trades that pick for the big Croatian Saric, who is going to be over in Europe next year.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a couple of years. It's interesting what they do. It's either you're going to look back on this and say, "What a brilliant, brilliant draft!"
Yeah,
or they're going to be a laughing stock. There's going to be a lot of people out of jobs.
Yeah, I think Chicago's positioning themselves if they can get, you know, I don't know if Carmelo Anthony's the difference over there, but you know, getting McDermott, trading 2 picks and.
There's no doubt when you look at what Philadelphia did, tip of the cap, because they got a freakishly athletic guy whose upside is incredible in Embiid. You look at some of the other moves that were made, then you look at what the Bulls did, and you get the player of the year, the best shooter in the NBA, possibly. Nick Stauskas is pretty good for Michigan.
Well, what's McDermott, like 6'8", 6'9"?
Yeah, the guy's basically, he's a scorer, he's a born scorer, he's a shot maker. So if that's not enough to entice some other free agents, even if you don't, you'd like to get Melo, but if you don't have Melo, you're still building something with a pretty good core.
Yeah. Another team building for the future is Boston. I mean, when you go—
How about that pick?
Yeah, I love Marcus Smart. You talk about what they wore. Did you see his suit?
Yeah, he was— Did he have the light blue? I know he had the bow tie.
He has the inseam, all with important events that have happened in his life, all sewn in there.
So he looks inside if he needs a little motivation.
Yeah, got mom and. Here, but I think Marcus Smart's a guy who translates the NBA.
He's got a thick body, and it was interesting. The Celtics owner had a quote. He said, "Red Auerbach taught me that you want guys who are instigators.
Yeah,
you want guys who instigate, not retaliate. And Marcus Smart is a guy who he's out there He's always ready to go.
Well, more to the
you don't have to poke him.
Went to the free throw line more than any other college player, and the Celtics this year went
aggressive.
Less to the free throw line than any team in the NBA.
Salvatore, more than anything, I like Marcus Smart and how he answered this question about what he plans on doing next year.
Word out yesterday was that you said you could lock down LeBron James. Is that true?
I didn't say that, but I said I would love to have a chance, an opportunity to, and looks like I'm going to have that chance.
That's right, you will, my friend.
You got to believe.
Very soon. I don't think you're going to lock him up, but Good luck to you. 501-433-1037.
Who gets that question? Who even throws that up in the pre-draft talk?
That was who's that? Jay Williams, former Duke point guard.
Yeah, whatever. What player like Smart would
we'll
call
throw
out.
That up? I know. Hey, he's poking him. Yeah. That's what he does. He instigates.
Yeah.
I like that quote though. That's pretty good. All right, let's go to the phones. Line one. What's up, Savage? Savage, hang on, buddy. Hang on. Hi, Savage.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
All right, man. Congrats on all the honors you're giving, man. It's just due, man.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy. There's a long line of guys that I thought, and girls, that I thought would be on their way in before me. I was shocked. You know, when Big Marvin Kasten called.
Hey, one thing we did, we looked at old video. We got an interview with you the other day. And one thing I noticed looking at all your old video is you didn't chase the ball, but how much movement you did to get into position to get open shots. And that's something like Dusty Hannes could look back at that old video because you're going to run like Nolan's teams did to find out. And that's an art, doing what you do without the ball to get in spots to get the ball.
That's what I tell every player I come across is you've got to find an open spot and you got to create a passing lane for you. You can't chase the ball. Guys who chase the ball, and that was one of the things I look at my man. He's going to KD's camp, Michael Qualls. He chases the ball too much. He's always got his hands running after the ball. You got to trust your teammates that when you get in an open area that they're going to find you. Of course, I played with Kareem Reed, who can find anybody. I mean, he could find you open in a packed New York City subway and get you open for a shot. He was that good.
But, Pat, on the draft, how do you think Rondo's going to play out with Smart? And then, you get Embiid with everything that's wrong with the guy. I mean, they listed off maybe five things wrong with the guy. Back, yes. Ankle, knees.
Blood problems, everything.
Why wouldn't you take McDermott? The kid's well-rounded. He's proven. He's got the upside on him, to me, is much more than what Embiid did.
Why wouldn't you take who?
McDermott.
Oh, McDermott.
Why does he slide so far back? And these other guys, they're highlight reels, but haven't really proven on the court what he's done.
The deal with Embiid is Philadelphia is in a position to where they can take that chance because not a lot of folks expect things from them right now.
Yeah.
And what we don't have the advantage of, Savage, is being able to get in those rooms, and they have the doctors poking them and finding out all that information about them that we don't have. I love Doug McDermott. I'm glad he went where he's going. He went 11, and obviously he got picked by Denver but got traded to Chicago. That's a perfect spot for him. The questions about McDermott are obviously going to be his athleticism. Yeah. Who's he going to guard? If he's going to play the four, he'll be a great pick-and-pop guy. On the other side of it, though, he's going to have to guard some of those more athletic guys if that's the way they want to go.
What do you think about Rondo and Smart? And I'll get on.
Don't you think? Okay, thanks, Savage. I know Danny Ainge was trying to get rid of Rajon Rondo, trade him for a while. He's difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
Anybody who can get Ray Allen mad at you, you got to be difficult to deal with because Jesus Shuttlesworth is a very kind man. So if you can get Ray Allen mad enough to go to the Miami Heat after you almost beat him in seven games in these conference finals, you got to have an attitude problem. He's got in it with Doc and some of the other veterans too. The word coming out of the Celtics is that they're going to try to work them together. Marcus Smart on the ball sometimes, off the ball with Rondo. I don't see it. I see them trading Rondo this year. That's just what I feel like. They're going to trade Rondo this year. They've been looking to do it. I think now's the time to strike. He's an incredible talent. I just don't think he's that leader. He's the guy where he is going to have such a strong personality that he's either going to lead you in the right way or lead you in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And he's been leading
in
the wrong way.
I know Brad Stevens was trying to sell him when he first met with him. He said, do you want to be a five-time All-Star or do you want to shoot for immortality and have your jersey hanging up in the rafters? And I don't know if he's the type of guy that's seeking that to, go a few years where you're going to struggle.
He's benefited.
They're going to struggle because they haven't made enough deals with veterans. I mean, they went real young in the draft.
Well, he benefited so much from playing with Garnett, Pierce, and Allen on in his career. And those guys at some point just clearly couldn't deal with him.
Yeah.
Which is, it's insane when you're playing with three Hall of Famers. You think they'd be able to keep him in check. Let's go to Dennis, line two. He's got some storylines in the NBA draft. What's up, Dennis?
What's up, TB?
Oh, got just Dennis Moore. That's just Dennis Moore, my guy.
What's up, buddy?
There he is. How's Adrian doing?
Man, he's doing great. Doing great, man.
What a
Have
great
a good
kid.
Summer.
Well, we'll get a chance to see him in that All-Star game
in two years.
Two years.
You're very young.
2 years. But storylines you talk about, man, you got your heart. You got to go out for Isaiah Austin, man.
Yeah, what a classy move by the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, to still draft a kid and give him an opportunity to walk the stage. You know, these kids work as hard as they do. Sometimes people don't understand how hard these kids work, getting up at 5 in the morning, sometimes working out 2 or 3 times a day, and to get to where he was, the pinnacle, get ready to be drafted and find out that he has a medical condition. It's got to be heart-wrenching. Tough on him, tough on his family.
Are we seeing more big guys come out? Is it just that it gets more publicity? But it seems a lot of big guys are coming out with medical problems.
Maybe it is.
It says recently it just seems in the draft that the 7-footers and the...
Well, the kind of testing they do these days is off the charts. I would say that astronauts probably going up to space don't get tested the way these guys get. Blood work.
Well, they're investing.
It's great.
Yeah.
But you hear
but
Embiid.
It's good. It could have saved his life.
Well, the things you hear about Embiid, and Savage has touched on it, where everyone knew he had a broken foot. Now everyone's talking about a guy is, you know, he's got some kind of eating disorder. He's got some kind of, I mean, just things that probably everybody.
Years ago, we wouldn't have found out about.
Maybe we wouldn't even care.
Yeah.
And shout out to Todd for most valuable player representing North Little Rock again last night. Played well in the All-Star game. I think he proved that he's a floor leader and probably going to help the U of A out.
No question. They need some toughness, and he's got it. He's a guy that figures things out. What about Adrian this summer? What do you have for your son? What's his schedule looking like?
We're in the Under Armour grind, which is in Atlanta, second week in July. Then we'll finish up with the Fab 48 in Vegas. That's pretty much it.
Well, keep me posted, man. Got to get some shots with him.
Yeah, Adrian's the Anthony Lucas of high school basketball. The nicest guy.
He really is. He's a good kid.
Too nice.
got freakish skills, and I look for next year for him to really step up.
He sent me a message, direct message on Twitter to congratulate me. How about that for a young sophomore
nicest
to do that?
Kid. He won our Anthony Hobbs Spirit Award this year.
Good kid. Good kid.
You guys have a good day.
All right, Dennis. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, you want to see a kid like that succeed. Great kid. He's got freakish skills. When he figures it out the entire game, I mean, it could be something special.
No question. Let's get Greg in here. A lot of congrats.
Hey, guys.
Does that have anything with Acree being away? Congratulations that I had Acree not come in today?
That was the reason I was calling and just saying how much more just the better the show feels today. I mean, people are calling up and telling Pat congratulations, and Acree have already cut you off and said, hey, mine's just always got to be about Pat.
This on the recording, Matty T?
the former caller, Dennis, he's an excellent dad, too. He has worked with his kid. He's spent time with his kid for his entire life, and he is Dennis Moore is the epitome of a great father. That's why his son is a great kid. But, Sully, I also want to tell you, I've met you a couple of times, and what a great guy you are and what a great representation of the state you are. And to step into Paul Hill's shoes was not easy, but you have filled them with Arkansas pride, and we're proud of you. And Pat, I can't say enough about you, so I won't. I would never call with Acree up there because he can just he can rain on any good parade. And take care. Have a great day.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Greg's got a lot of love today. It's Friday.
Well,
holidays next week.
Everybody feeling good on this Friday.
Everybody is feeling great on this Friday. I'm sure he's at the pool right now, kicking back with some cold ones, Sully. After the break. I got a question for you, Sully, about there's a guy who I don't know if anybody has had a better year than him.